USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump acknowledged that he had second thoughts about escalating the trade war with China, but then the White House later reversed, saying the president was misinterpreted and his only regret in hiking the tariffs is that he didn't raise them even higher. Trump faced a tense reception from his counterparts as they gathered in a French beach resort for the Group of Seven summit. Trump was asked by a reporter at the G7 summit whether he had second thoughts. Trump then said, "I have second thoughts about everything," when another reporter repeated the same question. Trump had been trying to use the summit to rally other leaders to do more to stimulate their own economies as fears rise of a potential slowdown in the United States before he stands for re-election in November 2020. The Morgan Freeman and Gerard Butler movie, Angel Has Fallen, easily topped the box office with a $21.3 million debut this weekend. Last weekend's number one film, the R-rated comedy hit Good Boy, slid to second with $11.8 million. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Looks like North Korea is at it again. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The South Korean military confirms that the North did test what was a multiple missile launcher under the watchful eyes of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korean state media also mentioning the test and publishing what appears to be a video of the event. The North has test launched several short and medium range missiles now in just the past few weeks after a long dry spell. Despite the saber rattling, all of a sudden the Trump administration is still trying to coax the North back to the negotiating table on the subject of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
There's never been more money at stake in golf history in one day, and Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, and Rory McIlroy are battling for the lead in the Tour Championship at Eastlake in Atlanta. The final 30 golfers in the FedEx Cup playoffs are battling for that $15 million and the right to be the 2019 Tour Champion. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The average American commuter wastes 54 extra hours a year stuck in traffic delays. With that story, here's USA's John Clements.
A study from the Texas A&M Transportation Institute reports the term extra hours reflects the time traveling at congested speeds rather than free flow speeds. Bill Isley, co-author of the study, tells us the solution is a lot more than just building more roads.
Parts of the solution include looking into ourselves and what do we need to do to change our travel behavior? Are there mobility options? Yes, building roads is part of it, but there's other things we can do.
The study of 494 urban areas found commuters in Los Angeles must be really frustrated.
In Los Angeles, you'll spend 119 hours stuck in traffic.
I'm John Clemens.
Pope Francis said today that the Amazon forest is vital for our earth, and he's urging prayers that the fires are quickly controlled, even as Brazil sent tens of thousands of soldiers out to confront the crisis. Francis added his voice to the chorus of international concern that the blazes in Brazil will have grave repercussions on the world's environmental health. The pontiff, who is from the South American nation of Argentina that borders Brazil, told the public at St. Peter's Square that we're all worried about the vast Amazon fires. He warned that the green lung of forest is vital for the planet. Brazilian government satellite monitors have recorded over 41,000 fires in the Amazon region so far. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.